The Aruch HaShulchan states that the Rambam implies that leaving one's original location, even for a short time, is considered Shinoi Makom, while the Tosefta implies that it's only Shinoi Makom if one tarries outside of the original location. Apparently, it's a machlaikas between the Rambam and the Tosefta. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests that tarrying outside the original location means approximately half an hour, and continues that it could be the Rambam would even agree with that. The Aruch HaShulchan continues that it's surprising that the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam against most Rishonim and doesn't agree with the Ramah. The Aruch HaShulchan says that leaving someone behind helps even for things which do not need a bracha in their original location, but only if one returns to that original place. The Aruch HaShulchan states that the minhag is like the Ramah, and it's a common occurrence that people regularly start their meal at home intending to continue it at a simcha, but ideally one shouldn't do this because one might forget to say the bracha achrina altogether. Aruch HaShulchan states that there is no shinoi makom within a single room, and from one room to another, or from a house to its yard, or to the sukkah, does not obligate a new bracha, provided one can see the original location. The Aruch HaShulchan brings that the Ramos says that intent does not help from one building to another, but the Levush says it helps even from one building to another. And the Aruch HaShulchan concludes that anything which is under the same roof is certainly called a single building where intent helps. It's questionable from this Aruch HaShulchan whether that would also apply from one apartment to another within an apartment building where it's under the same roof but owned by different individuals, if that would also be considered within one house where intent helps.